Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
And one listener to 51551 says, doctors up to registrar level work 24-hour shifts, starting at 7:30 in the morning, working through the day and night and finishing at 11 a.m. the next morning. Our daughter has been doing this for 7 years. I don't know how anyone that's married or might have children could cope working in this system, says that listener, Sarah.
Yeah, another person texting about the news that the Cork-Limerick Road is going to be upgraded to a full-tolled motorway. This person, Connor, says 10 years will be too late for many people who will be affected by deaths on that road. At certain points, farmers have to stop traffic for their stock to cross. As a road linking two of our major cities, the current road is a disgrace, and this is a transformational road, says Connor. We can keep your text coming to 51551.
How will they get the stock across then? How will they get the cows across the road in a motorway? Will they have to build them tunnels under the motorway? Ça c'est la question that I want an answer to. 51551. Anyway, isn't it a horrible feeling when you wake up with a cold sweat after a nightmare? But just what is the cause of nightmares, and how they impact? Do they impact our sleep? And is there anything we can do before we go to bed to avoid them happening at all? Well, to discuss this, we're joined by health scientist and sleep coach Tom Coleman. Tom, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much for having me.
I hope it's not a nightmare for you to appear on Drive Time. Why do we have nightmares, Tom?
It's a really good question, and there's a lot of discussion on this. Some agreement. Nightmares are a byproduct of dreaming. Now, life and dreams aren't all love and kindness and everything else. So,
you can say that again, Tom.
Yeah. So nightmares are seen as a bit of a wake-up call to life. So when we dream, I suppose what we're doing is we're assimilating the day's emotional experience to our library, and we're deciding what to keep, what to file, what to get rid of. And nightmares are just a byproduct of that, a threat that we may be experiencing in real life. Okay. And we can run through it while we dream without real life consequences.
And they feel so real, don't they? Is there any difference in significance between a recurring nightmare of the same theme, let's say, or story, and just a once-off nightmare?
I suppose I would encourage anyone who's having a recurring nightmare to examine that, to maybe think about why that might be happening. As I said, they tend to reflect what's going on in our life, and they tend to reflect something that we haven't maybe dealt with properly from an emotional point of view. Like, we have this virtual reality simulator that runs through these daytime threats and practices dealing with these threats. So a recurring dream would signify that maybe there's something there that we need to look at. Now, if you want to try and stop that from happening, there are a couple of strategies. The first thing is maybe set an alarm, break the rhythm, because they tend to happen maybe at the same time, and you can schedule awakenings, and this can help.
Go on. Oh, sorry. Was that the main one?
That was the main one.
That was the main one. Okay. Now, sorry. Go on ahead. You have other things, yeah?
Yeah. The other thing you can do is do image rehearsal therapy, which is to change the ending of the dream. So if you've had a horrible nightmare, you sit up in the bed and you realize, okay, it's just a nightmare. What you can do, and this has been shown to help, is change the ending. Make it a positive one.
So in your head, you imagine the nightmare will say it's a tsunami, for example.
Yeah.
Just picking one at random. And instead of the tsunami happening, the tsunami just turns into a normal wave at the end. And you just
is it? Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you surf it. You could surf the wave and all could be well.
Even better. Surf the wave. Yeah. I like the way you're thinking, Tom. Now, I wanted to ask you about you know, the nightmares, the common nightmares that people get, like, for example, people's teeth falling out. And I've heard that's linked to anxiety, or, you know, finding yourself naked in work or school.
Correct.
Or whatever it might be. You know, there's a
yes.
couple of common ones that people seem to get. Why do we common nightmares? And what does that mean?
Well, we always need context. There are about 8 or 9 extremely common dreams. You mentioned a couple of them there. Being chased by someone, losing your teeth, for example, could signify you're losing your bite. you're not as effective as you once were. It could be to do with beauty and health. Maybe you're healthier. You're getting those fine lines, and you're conscious of how you look. So losing your teeth is one of those things that would signify maybe health as well. But we always need context. Being chased, being late, falling, not feeling that we have the power. Being naked is about vulnerability.
Okay.
That'd be a nightmare for my colleagues.
I have this one that I'm late for the show. I do. I have a recurring nightmare that I'm late for this show. I do, genuinely. Yeah, so something for me to work on.
Can I read you a text? Do you mind if I read this text for Tom? I think an awful lot of people in Mayo will relate to this. Vinny in Mayo says, I was in McHale Park on Saturday evening, and it's no mystery to me what the cause of the nightmare is. And of course, Mayo, poor Mayo, I say, is a Galway man, went out of the championship on penalties. I mean, can that cause nightmares then? Something that's rooted in the championship for Mayo.
You do realise you're actually talking to a Mayo man.
Tom. Well, Tom, what was the nightmare like? What was the nightmare like, Tom?
Cry. Yeah. Well, I give you some new research which looks at the frequencies and the intensity of nightmares and how that's determined. Is it by your emotional state? And I can tell you, there was a lot of people on Saturday in a very horrific emotional state. So I can imagine that there was an increase in nightmares, or emotional traits. And that would be maybe your capacity to deal with stress and your emotional stability. And if you have less ability to manage your emotions and stress, then you're more likely to have nightmares. And
you know what? I didn't realize we could have talked about over 70 years of Mayo nightmare research with you, Tom. But there you go. Keep the faith, Tom. It just turned out to be a general conversation about nightmares. And little did I realize. You weren't in McHale Park by any chance?
I wasn't, no, I wasn't.
Lucky
I wasn't.
You. The nightmare wasn't real. All right, Tom Coleman, it's a pleasure to talk to you, I must say. Health scientist and sleep coach. Thank you very much indeed.